Blog Talk Radio.
He kissed me, and all I could say is, wow. I could feel all my synapses snap and snap back, and as I sat back, I tried to keep track of how this inferno is now ablaze. He's hotter than hell, make even Hades bust his sweat and want to turn on the AC like fighting a fight you just don't want to win. Give you that, oh shit, you feel so good type moment. Bring the floodwaters like a hip guy.
Welcome to Sin's Writer Request. And now your host, Miss Sin.
Monday night. It's President's Day. You're listening to Sin's Writer Request, and I'm your host, Miss Sin City. There's a few things we have to cover tonight. A lot of things going on. I'm actually having a little bit of technical difficulty because my boards won't show up. So that means that I'm going to have a hard time playing some music. But we're going to wing it, and we're going to make sure that we do what we do. Tonight's show, Love Overload Part 2, wrapping up Valentine's week for all of those who were in love and celebrating. I hope you guys had a good time. All my side chicks, I hope you finally got your shit in, you know, at least by this weekend. I hope that everybody had a good time this weekend. If you want to let me know what's going on, 646-668-2921, call and say what up. And I can't get my boards up. This is crazy. I was just in there, and my boards were fine. So while we wait for these boards to come up and make sure that, you know, we handle business a certain way, let's have a conversation. So how many of you saw Black Panther this weekend? I want to know. I want to know what your thoughts were. I went and I saw it on Friday night. First of all, I just want to say shout out to the entire cast, crew, the writers, everything, because the movie was absolutely spectacular and fabulous and everything. The cinematography was very great. The storyline was awesome. And just the acting and action was jam-packed. So I'm very, very proud to have gone to see it and to have that portrayal online for us. So very excited by that and very happy to have that out. The general consensus for this movie is that it was fabulous. We already know that, right? So there was no question about the fact that it was going to be fabulous, and there was no question about whether or not it was going to be fabulous, because the blackety blackness, the blackety black super blackness of the film is absolutely spectacular. There are, however, some mixed reviews in terms of the intent of the storyline, some of the main characters, specifically Killmonger and T'Challa. So would love to hear your take on it before I go all the way in, if I can, because I don't know how this is going to go if my boards don't come up. And then, a little bit later, we'll get into this Fergie nonsense. So, I don't know if many of you have seen or heard Fergie and her rendition of the national anthem that played this weekend at the All-Star game. I hear it was a bit of a tragedy, and it was quite atrocious. No, I don't hear. I know because I listened to it. I had decided to go, so I was, you know, I went out to dinner, I was sitting at the bar, and I saw when they were playing, you know, her rendition. Now, of course, you know, in the bar, you can't hear this thing. You're like, what the hell is going on? Is this real? What are they laughing at? First of all, when the players for your team and the people in your audience are in fact laughing at you visibly, there is a reason for pause. So I decided to take myself and look for this rendition of said Star Spangled Banner. And sorry to say, Fergie, it was absolutely gross delicious. I don't know what it is that Fergie was trying to do. I'm a little confused as to her callity, as we're gonna call it, on the situation. I'm really not sure how that all is gonna go down or why it went down in such a fashion, but there was definitely some poor choices made in terms of how the song was sung and the rendition that was given to us. So it's been very, very interesting, to say the least. We're gonna try to find if we could ever get the board up, because we're having some major technical difficulties right now. If the boards would ever come up, thank you, Blog Talk, because I can't see the board. And for many of you who don't know, it's an actual switchboard platform that I could visibly see and work with while we're live. Very similar to a regular switchboard inside the studios. So, but it's not coming up. It just says that the server is busy and I cannot connect. And if I can't connect to the music, I can't play anything additional. So all of my dedications and requests and stuff like that will have to postpone. So we're trying back here to see how this is going. And of course, I'll keep trying until I can't get in anymore. So I thank you guys for your patience. Other than that, so we had Black Panther. Did you guys see this foolishness about these people, these damn trolls, really trying to troll Black Panther and the moviegoers in terms of their dress, in terms of the fact that some people said that they got beat up while trying to go see the movie? I myself got profiled on Friday night going to the movie because I had a backpack. Home Skillet talking about, and he wasn't really a Home Skillet because, you know, he wasn't a home or nothing. So my man, we're going to call him Joshua. No, we'll call him Chadwin. Yes, we'll call him Chadwin. Chadwin decided that as soon as I walked into the movie theater, that he was going to ask me. I gave him my ticket, and he was, you know, telling me where the theater was. And then he decided to tell me that he needed to check my bag. So, you know, I was coming from the office, and I was coming from the office and trying to make my way, because that's what we was doing. And in the midst of that, you know, I didn't get a chance. I didn't go home. I just went straight to the movie theater to make sure that, you know, I had my stuff. I didn't see a reason to go home. I figured, let me go have some dinner and, you know, chat it up with some people and really just, you know, schmooze and have a good time. So that's what I did. So I have my backpack with me, and I am clearly dressed for the movie. Okay, I am dressed so hard for the movie. I had on this beautiful African print skirt, bright ass orange, and I had my matching headdress, and I was going. He couldn't really see everything through my coat, but he definitely saw the fact that, hey, I am dressed, and this is not, we ain't faking it, you know. A couple new pieces made by me this weekend, some new earrings. You can check them out, sensitiveeverything.com. And Home Skillet says to me, oh, I need to check your bag. I said, for what? Now, my face, for those of you who know me, my face says a lot.
And my face was like, bro, what you talking about? And he was like, oh, I have to check your bag. I said, for what? He said, for weapons. I said, what? I said, hell no. I cussed at him. Because here we are in the midst of a movie theater. Now, for as many times as I've been to this movie theater and people walking in and out with bags and backpacks and, you know, just doing stuff. And, you know, it was in Queens. So it wasn't, you know, really that bad. It's never a rowdy theater, at least not in my experience. And I was very taken aback by the fact, asked me to go in my backpack. So I'm like, no, fuck you. Hell no. So I told him, I said, I put the bag on the table, and I was like, touch it. So he touches it. I said, it cut you? He said, no. I said, so ain't no goddamn weapons in here. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Now, I don't understand why they feel the need. The need was necessary to check my backpack for a movie. Like, people don't come straight from work, as if people don't travel from different places and carry their stuff. Now, if I had a suitcase, I could understand, but it was my backpack. Now, and if he had said it politely, maybe it was a different story. But he really took me aback, and I was not really feeling him at all with it. So when I was like, no, fuck out of here. And I really walked off. Look, y'all know me. I walked off with all kinds of attitude, and I was not trying to hear it whatsoever. And I was really taken aback, not by the fact that I was necessarily asked to check my backpack, because I know with current conditions, especially in Florida, with this shooter, which we will get to as well, I'm aware that there's a heightened sense of security and need for security in various places. But I would love to know, in what realm have y'all ever seen or heard a black person going to a movie theater and shooting it up? I have never. I have never witnessed. I have never heard of. I have never read about. Never have I ever heard. I said, white people go and they shoot shit up. Schools, that fucker who shot up the schools last week, the fucker who goes and shot up a church, the fucker who went and shot up a movie theater a couple of years ago. I'm like, y'all are the people, these white people are the ones who go and they shoot up places where there are large groups of people. And they don't really give a shit, you know, who's there, actually, unless there's a certain type of intention. But to be honest, black people don't do that. I was like, ain't nobody got time for that shit. Who has time to be trying to walk in a movie theater with packed and stacked, okay, ready to shoot everybody, not one person, not two people, but ready to shoot up the damn theater, right, with no way out? Y'all must be stupid. See, black people don't do that. If we don't got two exits, if we don't have a way to make this shit happen and get out real quick, it's not going down. Not to mention, we are not the type of people to just go walk up in some place and then shoot up the whole entire place. If we fucking with you and we coming for you, we coming for you. We're not trying to get every damn body there is all up in the business. Now, are there casualties sometimes to these situations? Absolutely. Drive-bys are notorious for those types of things. However, there is always a target, one target, not a random-ass spray like y'all motherfuckers do. Okay, so I just had to make sure that I put it out there. I was very upset and very taken aback by it. So, you know, I was not very pleased at all. But I understand, but I was not having it. Not on Friday, not for opening night of Black Panther. And how dare you? So the black movie, right, the movie where all the black people about to go, dressed in all of this nice African print. It was absolutely stunning, by the way. Y'all wanna talk about, oh, now we checking for weapons. I don't hear y'all talking about y'all going to check for weapons when motherfuckers got to go see Star Wars. I don't see y'all checking for weapons when motherfuckers got to go see Star Trek. I don't see y'all checking for weapons when motherfuckers got to go see Harry Potter. So it's really good. So that's my rant on that. You know, I was not very pleased, and I'm not really here for any of the garbage dealing with any negativity surrounding Black Panther and its release. So all the trolls, go sit down someplace, because I know y'all mad. Y'all just mad that y'all are not involved. Y'all are just mad that all this blackly blackness, this greatness, all this melanin is pouring, and y'all can stay mad. Because ain't nobody worried about y'all. Don't nobody give a shit. I would love for people to just understand for a hot second that this film is not about hating white people. None of it is. In most cases, we are not. That's not who we are. You know, in most a reserve to white people, of course, but we really don't hate white people. Actually, we just don't care. This entire film really is about the black story. It's really embedded in our roots and in our story and our viewpoint of how things have gone, based on what we know and what could have been. This has nothing to do with there's no hate speech in terms of, you know, oh, fuck whitey, because nobody says that. Like, that's some shit that y'all probably used to hear, like, back in the 40s and 50s and shit. Nobody says fuck whitey. Like, nobody. Like, deadass nobody. The film is really, it's really just a good look at the spin of being black, both black African as an African continental African and African Pan-African and African African-American. It really is just looking at the relationship between those identities and how doing and not doing affects our community. Yeah. So 646-668-2921 if you have something to say in regards to Black Panther. I have a few things up. My boards are still not working 100%, but we're going to try to play some music. Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling. I'm going to try that one. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. Hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind.
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Yes, that was Bruce Way, Hooked on a Feeling. I actually, I love that song. Shout out to my parents. My dad is actually in Florida right now, holding it down. He wants to go visit my mom. I know they're probably looking, listening, like, really, you just have to put our business out there. Yes. So, with all the technical difficulties that we have, there's only a few songs that I have up that I can actually play. And it's a little frustrating, but we're going to push our way through. You listen to Sin's Ride Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City. We've been talking about love. We're on Love Overload Part 2. And we've been talking about Black Panther and Fergie and her foolishness. I'm going to get that clip for you guys so that you guys can hear that shit because it was atrocious. But I am, because of our slight board issues and whatnot, it's going to be a little bit of a doozy, but we're going to make our way through. You can listen, if you're listening online, you can listen online, blogtalkradio.com/SinCityRadio. You can also listen directly, SinCityRadioNYC.com, or you can call in 646-668-2921. You can chop it up with me. Let's talk, let's chat. If you have some comments about Black Panther, if you got some comments about Fergie after I play the shit that she did, please feel free. We about to be on it. So let me get into a couple more songs while the boards are working at least halfway, and we're going to keep it popping. So I had mentioned my parents before, and I mentioned them because, you know, I love them so much. They're absolutely awesome. And I want to play a song for them. I played it last week. It is their song. And because I know that this song really speaks to a lot of us and really just puts us in a nice space. Actually, no. I'm not going to play that song. I'll save that one for a little bit later. So I grew up in a household where, like, on the weekends, you play music when you're cleaning. I'm sure that a lot of Black households have had the same feeling and have endured the same thing. You get up early on a Saturday or a Sunday and the music is blaring. And usually for my parents, like for my stepdad, it was usually on some old country. So usually on some old country radio station or playing all the ballads or he is kicking it with the oldies on, like, 45s and LPs out of his own collection. Some of the greatest moments of my life because those songs and that music really spoke to me in various ways and kept me grounded throughout my life in terms of my journey with love and just living. So I'm going to play Percy Sledge, Warm and Tender Love. This was one of the very first songs that I learned all the words to. I knew every note. Me and my brothers and sisters used to do dances to this music. So here's Percy Sledge, Warm and Tender Love.
Let me wrap you in my warm and tender Oh my god, son, you really cut your joints off. I know you say you're gonna do it, but I really thought you was gaming.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Come get it. Let's do it.
I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and we are on Love Overload Part 2, talking about everything dealing with love and then some. So we've been talking about, so we had some technical difficulties in the beginning of the show. Sorry, but you know, Blog Talk sometimes doesn't like us very much, and we got to deal with that. But shout out to my people still on the line. Shout out to everyone listening online and on the phones and from far away. One of my girlfriends just hit me up from Barbados. He's like, hey, girl, what you doing? I said, girl, I'm doing a show. You need to listen. So big shout out to her and all my people in Barbados. So, yeah, I'm just waiting for this clip to load of Fergie and her foolishness. And I need your opinions, people. I really do. I want to know what you guys thought of her rendition. I saw some clips and some downright upfront laughing, like in her face type laughing. There's some memes out which look stellar. a few with fire coming out of her face. I thought that was funny. Still waiting for it to come up. Some with fire coming out of her face, which was very, very interesting. It was too funny. I'm going to keep trying to get this clip popping. If Blog Talk would just be my friend today. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, while we try to fix these Blog Talk issues, what did you guys wear to Wakanda? I want to know. Like I told y'all before, it was actually Wakanda week in my office. So every day from Monday, we did a little something that built us up to the full-on strange that went through my office. So the first day, it was just, you know, nice, bold African earrings, sensitiveeverything.com. You can get a few pairs. I just need three or four or five pairs, six new designs of earrings. One particularly that I'm very, very fond of, a nice size Eye of Ra made of silver metal. So that is my earring of choice this week, my accessory of choice for the last few days. But the first, just, you know, my Corey Shell Gi Naomi, and, you know, I wore black. That was day one. Day two, I put my hair up in a bun, and I wrapped it with, no, that was day three. Day two, what did I do? Day two, I wore Tuesday. What did I wear on Tuesday? Oh, Tuesday was more accessories. So, you know, for the first 2 days, it was all about the accessories. So my accessories got to be a little bit more pronounced. The first day was very demure, just all black earrings, you know, black Corey Shell earrings. Then on Tuesday, it was black earrings and some neck pieces that I had, you know, getting a little bit bolder. Wednesday was my gold earrings and some accessories, but I had on a beautifully bright skirt. It was a white skirt with black speckles, but then big, huge colored circles on it. So that was absolutely fantabulous. Of course, worn with a red shirt to match the red circle on the skirt, because there were about five or six, and the trim was red. So, you know, I was definitely in Valentine's Day mode with the red. And then on Thursday, your girl wore a blue and yellow dashiki dress into the office. So the dashiki dress, you really couldn't tell. You could just tell at the top that it was really, really busy and very vibrant colors. And, you know, anybody who's seen a dashiki, everybody should have seen one by now, because if y'all have not seen one, even on Facebook, y'all are tripping all the way out your face. But it was, you know, it was really cute. And because it was a dress and it was still a little cold, I wore it with some black leggings, you know, my black boots, and kept it really simple, blue jacket. So everything tied in really nicely. I didn't look too crazy. It just, you know, it looked like I was looking good. I was just dressing it up. Let me tell y'all, by Friday, By Friday, your girl had her hair up in a bun with a bright ass orange scarf. You know, just a head wrap, a head tie. Nicely put in a bow at the top with my Eye of Ra earrings and my Unc rosary around my neck. I had on a simple black sweater, but with the accessories, they were very pronounced because the sweater is black and, you know, we were doing it up. And then I had on that bright-ass orange skirt to match the head tie in my head. The skirt was a beautiful orange. If y'all want to see it, you can actually go to my Instagram page, at MissSinCityMSCYNCDNYC, and see it. It's also on my Facebook page, my personal page, Miss Sin City. You can actually find me anywhere and follow me. And matching skirt. So the skirt and the head wrap matched, and then nice, simple black on the inside. Can I tell y'all how everybody in my office is like, ooh, what's the occasion? Oh, you look so nice. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I don't look. And of course, you know, it had to be like, well, you know, not that you don't look nice every day, but you look especially nice today. They didn't understand that we were going to Wakanda. They didn't understand that the whole entire situation was about getting to Wakanda. And there was no way that we weren't going. We had bought plane tickets, all of us. We were about to immerse ourselves, and we were going away. There was no bullshit on Friday, no bullshit taken, no bullshit left, nothing. We weren't trying to hear nothing on Friday. And me and all of my beautifulness, yes, hair flowing. It was everything was good. Everything was good. My outfit was definitely popping. And it was great. The other ladies in my office, shout out to the VOS office team. We definitely did it up. Everybody had something a little Afrocentric going on in the office to commemorate Wakanda Day. So we were very excited. I've been seeing beautiful pictures all over the internet, with pictures of people going to see the premiere. The premiere in Africa was absolutely to die for. Just with their headdress and traditional garb. So, you know, a lot of what I've seen in terms of what people are saying. So it's mixed reviews in terms of the enthusiasm that we've had in terms of this movie and really going dressed up in traditional or, you know, as not really traditional, but, you know, as African, as much African garb as you could possibly get. There's been some mixed reviews on people's enthusiasm in regards to the movie and how they're dressing and appropriation. Like, I've seen some really dumb shit. And then on top of that, everybody has something to say, all these woke, I want to be woke, extra woke people are in the midst of, y'all going to see this movie, but y'all just gave Disney all this money, blah, 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 the white man. Now, here's a few things. And we're still having technical difficulties, which is why I can't play this Fergie piece. Here's the issue that I have. So my thing is what frickin' difference does it make if people are now excited about African heritage? Is that not the whole point? Do we not want people to be excited and immersed and identify with being African, or at least paying homage to their African roots? Do we give a shit how exactly they get there? I mean, you didn't just, as a person that's woke, you didn't just wake up one day. You had to see things in a different light. You had to do research. There were things that had to be presented to you for you to question. There were visions of things that you actually saw that either gave you pride or gave you pause. So in the moments that things give you pride, you emulate them, you continue to research them based on, you know, those ideologies. And it's okay. You know, that's great. Like, you applaud that. But the things that give you pause, you then dig deeper. You question. You continue to question and you continue to hash down and really try to figure out what the blank is going on. Now, as a person who has been on both spectrums of that, because we have to just acknowledge the fact that we've all been on both spectrums of that, no matter how woke, quote unquote, you are. I'm kind of getting sick of that term. But the point is, you have to start somewhere. Why are y'all upset at the fact that people are excited about this movie and want to now dress in African attire to go see it? You should be proud. You should be absolutely proud and overjoyed that they want to start somewhere, that at least the inspiration from this movie, if nothing else, is to tie you back to your roots and to cause you to question where it's coming from and to cause you to question, you know, what's going on. How did we get here? Everybody wants to be upset. Oh, y'all supporting Marvel and Disney, blah, 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 blah. Y'all just gave them this and this and this and this. First of all, yes, Black Panther is now the highest grossing movie opening weekend for Marvel. If it shows you anything, it shows you the power of us, the black dollar. $381 million worldwide, I think, is what, by the end of today, or that's what I saw something that said it was for today. Number two, let's not forget that we're only but 60 years past the end of slavery. Slavery was for 400 plus years. So if it took 400 years to do that much damage, that we question ourselves every day, even without speaking to one another, we just look at ourselves in the mirror to question. And we hate ourselves to a point, or we used to hate ourselves to a point where you were trying to cut your natural hair off. You don't want dreads. You don't want your nappy ass hair, which actually is curly and kinky if you would just freaking wash the shit and comb it and whatnot. And for those who don't want to comb it, fine. But for all the things that you have hated about yourself, the institutionalization of that hatred has been going on for years. They have stripped every part of us and any kind of confidence that we have had through the years. They've stripped it. They've tampered with it. They've been banging at that wall for years. 400. And they continue to do so because they have the majority of propaganda that is out in the media and out in the marketplace. So representation for us is not fully perpetuated. You don't see it as much. And in what you do see, it used to to a high degree emulate being white. If this movie does nothing else but give people a sense of pride to be able to look at themselves in the mirror and be like, you know what? I love my motherfucking melanin. Who are you to try to take that from them? Why would you take that from them? You are doing exactly what it is that they've been perpetuating for 400 years. Yes. Should we then now turn around because now we can see the power of our dollar and invest in ourselves? Absolutely. But 400 years versus 50. 400 years of slavery and constant degradation and bashing and being lost. And 50 years only of trying to be awake and stay awake and push other people to be awake and to awaken themselves. We still have a long road to go. So who the fuck are you to now come and say, oh, no, why we can't? Should we? Yes. Do we have a long road ahead of us? Yes. But this movie just proves to people and actually gives people a better sense of pride so that they will be more willing and then more accepting of things and people that look like them. So for all y'all naysayers who have all kinds of bullshit to say about how much money Marvel done made off this movie because black people done went out and saw this movie, think about all of the different businesses that have also made a killing that wouldn't have from all the African print being sold, all the African inspired jewelry, SensityEverything.com, being sold, between the natural hairstylists and the t-shirt companies and anything that has anything to do with being melanated. Think about all of those companies who also got a boost from this movie and the fact that people have pride and how much more money they're going to make because people now know that they can go to these people to get those types of prints. First of all, we as women, we take long as shit to shop. We didn't just go into one damn store to say, oh, I need an African print, whatever, whatever, and then just bought it. 9 times out of 10, we went to a few different places, and we picked and we chose. So now you know of different places that sell what the kinds of things that you need. Shut the fuck up, because y'all same motherfuckers who talking about, oh, how Marvel made so much money, still pay the white man for your fucking phone bill every goddamn month. And on that note, I'm just going I'm going to leave that at that, because y'all just fucking my shit up with that. There's always, why tear it down? There's pride in the movie. The entire premise of the movie, it really is about us. It's about our community and how we see things and how we view things and the very same things that we've been fighting against and that we're promoting that we need to stop doing in our community is the same exact thing that you're taking this very prideful movie, the first visual concrete representation of the possibilities of who we could be at any point in time, because that possibility is still there, futuristic or not, the possibility is still there. Why would y'all try to take that from people? Shut the fuck up. Anyway, here's Tory Lorenz. Love.
I don't know.
Tori Lynette, you know, I never could say his name right because I always say some shit else. But that was Tori and Love. You listen to Sense Rider Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City. We want Love Overload. Well, not really on Love Overload. First part of the show was a little crazy because Blog Talk wasn't working. We're going to have to talk to them. But we got some of our issues straightened out, and we talked a lot about Black Panther, and we will do so again next week. Why? Because we're going to be talking about this for a long time. There are definitely some socio-ideological issues and commentary that definitely need to be said. Always willing to have a conversation. So definitely tune in Monday nights at 11 o'clock, Sin City Radio. Send right a request, 646-668-2921, anytime you want to talk to me. Definitely follow me on Facebook and on Instagram, Miss Sin City NYC or Sin City Radio NYC on Instagram and Facebook. So definitely check us out. So before I go, so there's a few things that I need to mention just in terms of advertising, of course. So I was telling you guys that there's some new pieces up on the website, some things that were just introduced just in time for, well, not just in time for, but really in honor of Black Panther's release and my journey to Wakanda. I've always been very Afrocentric, even more in my older years. So definitely check out the pieces that are on there, SinCityEverything.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, SinCityEverything.com. Anything Sin City, CYNCITY, is probably me. So definitely check it out. I got a lot of stuff going on. I just released my first book called Dear Love, Messages from Love to Love. You can definitely cop that as well, $12.99, SinCityEverything.com/books. It is on that page. If you just want to go directly to the book page, it's fine. Or, you know, just text me, hit me up. I take PayPal and Square Cash. We can definitely link and get that done hand to hand. Get your signed copy directly from me. The book is also available on Amazon, but I can't guarantee that it's going to be signed by me. So if you want your signed copy, you got to get it directly from me. And for upcoming events and things like that, you can definitely check out SinCityRadioNYC.com and SinCityEverything.com because all that information is up there. March 10th is My Story 3, Being Your True Reflection. We have some really awesome speakers and sponsors for the event, some really awesome people coming out to do their thing, Dre Cleveland, Andrenae Booth, and Miss Lori Ayers Hutchinson. We'll all be in the building sharing tips and whatnot and great advice on just being the truer you. So definitely check that out, mystory3.eventbrite.com, to get your tickets today. They're $20, and you get some nice goodie bags and some great stuff, and our vendors are going to be awesome. So definitely check that out. So I don't know if I should play it. I don't know if I have time. For everybody who was on the line listening, definitely stay on, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this Fergie shit. I can't skip through it, I don't think. We're going to play this Fergie so that y'all can hear this foolishness, and we can talk about it.
To perform the Star-Spangled Banner is an acclaimed singer, songwriter, actress, and 8-time Grammy Award winner from Hacienda Heights, California, Fergie.
Yo, like, what is that? Don't hear that? See, Fergie needs to just, No. Tune in on Wednesday night, 646-668-2921 for Indie Music Wednesdays, because we are going to chop this shit up on that. Tune in at 9 o'clock. We'll be on from 9 to 11, and we have our guest, we have our guest, Far Rock Mills, who'll be on giving it up in terms of his win at the Last Bars in the Barbershop and what he's doing and his music and things like that. So definitely tune in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sin City Radio, Sin City Radio Quest. Later, y'all.